Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here to have another conversation I'm hoping helps your business grow. Speaking of growing, when I have discussions with either people that have been on the podcast or people that I meet in and around my hometown of Kansas City or wherever we may be in the world at the time, so many people ask about funding. They want to know how to get started, how to find it. They're really, really frustrated with the process in many cases. So the question is, what can I do to get my rapidly growing business in front of the right people that want to write checks for the right reasons? And that's exactly why we're doing today's episode. With that, remind you that today's episode of Startup Hustle is powered by Fullscale.io. Hiring software developers is difficult, and Fullscale can help you build a software team quickly and affordably. We have the platform to help you manage that team. Go to Fullscale.io to learn more. With me, we've got, what would we say, not first-time caller, not first-time guest, a return. Dan, you've been on the show a couple times, right?
Yep, I've been on it before, Matt. Good to see you. Good to hear you.
And I should probably introduce you. That's Dan Kerr, partner at Flyover Capital, and a specialist in investing in companies that are in the Midwest. It's part of why we're laying out this special edition. I was so excited to learn about what Dan and Flyover Capital have got going on here in the Midwest that I wanted to do a special episode because I know this is near and dear to so many listeners' hearts. We're going to talk all about the new Mid by Midwest funding event. And, you know, Dan, so first off, once again, welcome back. Always a pleasure, my friend. And let's just jump in, man. What's mid by Midwest?
Yeah. So thanks again for having me. Great to be here. Excited to talk about this event that we and some others in the Kansas City venture ecosystem are pulling together. So basically, we've created a local and regional ecosystem event that is focused on creating the most productive interactions between the region's early stage tech founders and capital providers, and really continuing the Kansas City's role as a hub to that venture activity. So we've got basically an action-packed half day and evening where we'll have a small handful of panels, but largely focused on one-on-one meetings and just interactions, networking between investors and founders, and really keeping our region active, building relationships and kind of in sharing information about where capital markets are as well.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about why, as Dan, you're aware, you know, my company Fullscale and Startup Hustle have joined the sponsor lineup for this. I'm really excited about doing it. And you and I just talked recently. There was a really strong why for why create this event. And I'd like you to restate that because it's was, I thanked you after you told me about this event. So, So what's the why here?
Well, thanks for your support on this too. And we've had some great, you know, really a local sponsor base that has helped pull this together, including Full Scale and Startup Hustle. So that just speaks to what we've got going on here in our region. But, you know, our reason for having this is, you know, we have a fantastic foundation here in our region, some great early stage companies. We also have folks like myself that are capital providers. We have a huge network around the country. And, you know, there are sort of two sides of this equation. One is we've got a community that's got some great things going on, but hasn't really connected entirely post-pandemic. There hasn't been the level of in-person interaction. So we wanted to have a gathering point for conversations about high growth companies and ensuring people are getting lots of shots on goal when they're going out to raise capital and have all the relationships they need. And on the flip side of that, I've got tons of people in my network that are, you know, co-investors or earlier stage investors or later stage investors that want to come to Kansas City, have heard about the region, but don't have a good focal point of when and how to get there and how to get plugged in. So this is that event where we're trying to bring a really high powered group together, and have just really high quality interaction. So that's our reason for doing this. And, you know, couldn't be more excited by the momentum we've been getting.
Yeah, and that's what I'm excited about. And I think it's fair to say that the biggest frustration of, your firm Flyover Capital, the term flyover, we often refer to the Midwest or the middle of the United States as the flyover country, because people often kind of just blindly fly over us and don't think about it. Now, here's the thing, there's a hell of a lot of flyover country. You know, that's a big area, a big space, and there's so much stuff going on. Over the last few years, we've seen a lot of the bigger cities. You've got San Francisco, Seattle, you get it. You guys know, you know what the big cities are. And there are a lot of the funds and places that are there as well are trying to get out of this mold of only writing checks in San Francisco. There's a lot of talented people doing innovative and interesting things. But the problem with that is you look at this geographic footprint that is the United States, and the investors, the firms, that, you know, the accelerators and organizations are like, how do we find these people? Because Boise is a long way away from Kansas City, which is a long way away from Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, yeah, it's part of why. I mean, I think flyover country is something we were proud of it at this point. We called our fund that because we know that there are great things here. But the practical aspect is you do have investors on the coast that are a long ways away from the middle of the country. I think the pandemic accelerated a change in mentality, which is that there are interesting things being built all over the country, especially in B2B, where it helps to be close to and surrounded by your early customers and your potential advisors and the people you're looking to hire that know an industry. So we are seeing more interest from the coast and from other areas around flyover country in investing in the region. That is still somewhat challenged by purely virtual interaction. So you, in order to form the kind of relationships you need to raise capital and build this high trust relationship, you still need some in-person, in real life, high bandwidth dialogue, and it will set you apart when you have that. So yeah, I mean, we've got great things going on here. And we're hopeful that events like this give the opportunity for people to really connect on a deeper basis.
Now, I don't want to get too far into this episode before I remind everyone that there is a link in the show notes for the event website, as well as another link where you can directly go to apply. Just scroll down to the show notes. If you want to go right to the website, it's MidX Midwest. That's no spaces, hyphens, anything, MIDXMidwest.com. You can also find a link to apply there. Now, when the goal here of what this event is trying to do is you look at, so is this is unfortunately for those of you that have a day one startup, this isn't the right thing. It is for you down the road. Looking for founders, companies that have traction, have things moving forward, some kind of funding, some kind of product, something that is in motion. Now, look, that might feel like a little bit of a letdown for those of you in the day one phase. Keep fighting it. Keep moving. I think it's exciting to know that this kind of stuff's out there. So with that, you know, really looking to you're bringing in 50 different funds and investors, right?
That's right. Yeah,
that's
we've got a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of people. And, you know, it's amazing. We've got very high quality funds. We got people coming from New York, Chicago, Texas, all around the region that are coming in for this, and ranging from pre-seed to Series B, as you said, Matt, not people that are sketching an idea on the back of the napkin. But like you said, a step down the road when those people have a product, you know, that's getting into the market and is shown some milestones and that they've hit and are ready for funding, there is an opportunity for some people that are kind of emerging to venture funding to take part. So
if you're not sure where your company stands on the list, go down to the link in the show notes and apply anyway, because I think this event isn't going away. You know, yep. It's not going to hurt. Take a shot, people. Take a shot. Once again, midwestmidwest.com. Now, you know, I want to take a second and I want to throw out a little love to the people that are helping make this happen, because not enough appreciation there. So the events are presented by Flyover Capital, Iron Prairie, Paulson Elliott's a law firm, UVF Crossroads. You got United Missouri Bank. For those of you that aren't in Kansas City or maybe unaware, the Kauffman Foundation, that's kind of a big deal. Big support of entrepreneurs, the Private Equity Center of Excellence, Full Scale, that's my company, RSM, Viaggio. There you go. That's my competitor, technically. Yeah. They're helping the event. We're going to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
No one can really compete with us, Dan. So I use that.
Unique.
Completely different offerings there. So yeah, but some people are like, they're your competitor. I don't think so. All right. KC Rise Fund. And I can never say this quickly. Enterprise Center of Johnson County. That's one of those like seashells. If you can say that five times in a row really fast, you might get funded.
People say ECJC.
That's hard to say too. Say that five times in a row. We've gone through this, even with them on the air recording. Launch KC, go to launchkc.org. That's another great thing. You know what's amazing, Dan, as I go down this list, Keystone Innovation District, Startup Hustle's on the list, Abstraction Capital, the Technology Venture Studio, Entrepreneurial Growth Ventures. These are all things here pretty much right around our hometown.
How's all
this stuff going on in Kansas, dude?
And we got a great foundation here. I mean, It's amazing the resources we have here locally. It's time to go build great things, and many people are. So, and if people are not on that list and want to be, they ought to reach out to us because this is going to be the event to be at this year. So
I agree. And you know, the thing is I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, where could I get focused attention or even just a handshake with 50 different funds in that compressed amount of time? So I've talked to so many people that, okay, a couple things. They're like, hey, I got funded. And I'll often ask how many pitches or how much outreach do you have to do? And for a lot of people that get funded, they'll tell me between 50 and 100 is a pretty good number. And that can be a really arduous, long process to be able to get in there. And then there's the hidden element of how about the other companies you might meet?
Yeah.
People to know too.
We're planning a specific peer-to-peer section of this, you know, just for founders to meet other founders, because I'm with you. I think, you know, everybody's oftentimes heads down with their business. They're not always, especially these days, getting out and having peer-to-peers. And that is where you can learn a ton. And hear what others are doing, partnership potential that can come out of that, best practices. So, yep, absolutely. We're looking forward to that part as well.
Got a little more info and comments before I want to remind you that finding expert software developers does not have to be difficult, especially when you visit fullscale.io, where you can build a software team quickly and affordably. Use the Fullscale platform to define your technical needs and then see what available developers, testers, and leaders are ready to join your team. Fullscale.io to learn more. You know, Fullscale's made a lot of investments locally as well. And, you know, it's I really do have a strong appreciation for the condensed nature of this, Dan. I think that it fits well with my attention deficit disorder. I can, you know, not have to talk to someone so long that I lose focus, but there's enough shiny things in the room to keep going. So when it comes to the ideal companies to apply to be at this event, we mentioned Midwest. Now, look, before we hit record, Dan and I were debating, what is Midwest? Look, if you think you're close to the Midwest, just fill out the application.
Yeah.
How long does it take to fill it out?
We try to make it as short as possible. Should take no more than 2 or 3 minutes to fill out. So
2 or 3 minutes, people, take a shot. MidwestMidwest.com. There's a link directly to the application as well. But when you think about the companies that, and there is still room. Now you're capping this around 50, right?
Yeah. So the goal is basically, you know, a good alignment of 50 investors and 50 founders. There is by intention a segment that is open application. And we are going to try to have the full spread of pre-seed to Series B. I expect the early stage will be the most competitive piece of that, but we are really wanting to give founders some opportunities here. That's a big goal of this is simply to give more exposure and build relationships. So we want people to apply and, you know, really for those that are able to attend, I think it's going to be a very high quality experience. And you mentioned keeping this compact. This is our first time doing it. So that's part of the reason it's as compact as it is. But it, you know, our hope is that in the future, we can probably expand on this a little bit and invite in a little more of the community as well. So, but for those that are attending, it's going to be basically, you know, 11 o'clock to, you know, whenever people get tired of networking late in the evening. So a packed half day plus.
We should let everyone know this is November 15th of 2022. I just realized, hopefully you already clicked the link and went to the site and figured that out on your own. But November 15th, Dan and I are smiling. I consider myself a pretty smart person in general, and that was not smart. We probably should have told people that. But you clicked the link and went to the site already, I'm sure. So
you thought of it before I did. So
anyway, and you know, I'm glad I did. Because these are often these moments are often figured out on like the 32nd minute, which hopefully you would have clicked the link a couple times by then. Now all of this said, I love the kind of loose format of you know, there will be some drinking and carousing and networking until that is over, and that's right. What I do my best work, Dan. Pardon?
Some of us just shine late at night, you know, this,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I usually make my best decisions and comments after a few drinks. So, said no one. Well, said several people that were probably pretty uninformed. So I'm going to get back to the schedule and like what we're talking about here. So, and the key is and this is where I fell in love with this event because Dan had to listen to my 5-minute soapbox session about how I often hate local events because as a founder, I don't like feeling like I'm a show pony for sponsors. And I also don't want to sit through your panel discussion of 4 people that aren't entrepreneurs telling me how to be an entrepreneur. If you don't like that opinion, then you're not an entrepreneur. You're not, because the only people that don't like that comment are people that aren't entrepreneurs because you don't have my attention. I'm sorry, you don't. And here's the thing. I want to come to meet people that are going to do stuff with. I want to talk to other founders. I want to talk to investors and that's it. And like, so we're talking about lunch and there's a little presentation to start the day, curated networking at 1, curated networking at 3, cocktail hour at 5:30, an after party at 8. Thank you for not making breakout session 19 and everything else in there. Now, I think there is a little bit of that or not. Maybe he's probably afraid to mention it now.
Well, no, there's going to be a little bit of upfront, like over lunch, we're going to have some highly entertaining and relevant discussions. There'll be real entrepreneurs on the stage.
But it's during lunch.
And some real investors. So if you don't like it, eat your lunch.
See your lunch. Right.
Yep. And we go right into one-on-one stuff. I mean, everybody in our network always says the same thing as you, is they don't want to sit and watch. They want to interact. We do want to set the tone a little bit, because a lot of these folks on the investor side are coming into Kansas City. We want to show them a good time and give them a sense of the community. So we're going to focus on that. But the afternoon,
I'm going to take the lead on that at starting around 8:05 PM.
You got it.
Like it.
Yeah.
Okay. This event, once again, is in Kansas City. Where?
So it's at Hotel Kansas City, right downtown. I don't know what you call it, like a vertical event. There'll be some on the rooftop, some in the middle, some in the basement. We'll descend throughout the day or something like that. But it's all in one spot. Really cool event. One of the best hotels in the country. It'll be fun.
At the Kansas City Hotel in Kansas City. If you can't remember that, don't apply. That's right. About as easy and straightforward as it gets. Okay, so, you know, all right. So looking for companies in the Midwest. Hey, look, that's broad. Where are you at? Do people normally fly a plane over where you're at on the way to somewhere bigger? Because if the answer is yes, then apply. And then we talked about, like, okay, if you're still ideating, a little early for this, but traction is defined in a number of different ways. I think a lot of people have, so here in Kansas City, we have this thing called Digital Sandbox. It's a $20,000 grant. That's validation and some traction moving forward. You have accelerators, you have Y Combinator, you have all these different things that so many people have participated in. They've got things moving and now they need a follow-on investment. That's what this event is about. And that's what the people coming to it want to know. And like, once again, man, we're compressing like this massive geographic space into 50 investors and funds. And man, I really can't, I'm still struggling. I don't know if I've actually been to an event that had that kind of compression without all the, I mean, TechCrunch, but that wasn't set up like this. That was just people were there.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to kind of survey these different events around the country, Southeast and, you know, up in Chicago. And, you know, I've seen a few elements that I felt like really got it right that we're trying to replicate here. A fund that we know well called M25 out of Chicago puts on they're a company that invests.
They've been on the show. We've had them on. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of small checks in companies. So they have a big network. And so there are elements of that that we're trying to utilize here for the event that they put on, where, you know, it's this highly interactive event. It'll be really fun to have it in Kansas City. I think a lot of people are excited to come to town. So
now, as far as investors go, these are primarily funds.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So is that all funds? Like, I mean, or do we have family offices, anything like that? Like, you know, we talked about a variety of people.
It's primarily funds and funds that we know that are actively investing. Funds, I should say, that are oriented around primarily B2B software, not entirely exclusive to that, but most of these funds have that general area of interest. There are a handful of kind of family office or kind of hybrid groups that will be coming, and potentially a few others that are more just active angels. But we want people that are there to be actively investing, not just kicking tires.
I love that too, because there's, you know, that's a feedback that I get from a lot of people when they're out trying to see, you know, that's the, hey, well, we're in between funds, or we're not, or we're at the end of it, or like, I don't know. And the thing is like, I don't know. Don't make me take laps if I don't need to, man.
Right.
I'm busy doing everything else. I don't have the energy for it, but that's that condensed focus. And that is pretty common. Now with this, Dan, you know, here we are riding this wave of economic bullshit that is out there. And what I am considering to be a self-fulfilling recession on some levels. I noticed everything was popping, and then all of a sudden they start talking about inflation and recession and everything. And it's like, okay, so we're creating it by freaking everyone out. There's been some well-documented stuff about VC slowing down. To me, that means there's a lot of dry powder and a lot of money that can and will be invested. Look, there's no matter what, you go through these Darwinistic type cycles where these kind of economic times, they kind of wash out the weak in many ways. And with that, and maybe put earmuffs on, I just don't think VCs have enough self-discipline and collectively to hold back on writing checks for too long. Cause you know, am I right?
I mean, I think that the nature of the industry, how it's become, you know, maybe you could say 15 years ago, you know, you would have had a bigger pullback, but right now, to your point, there are a lot of funds with a lot of dry powder that still need to put it to work. Yeah. Now, everybody's in a different point of the cycle. There are some funds that are kind of tapped out, and there are those that over deployed in 2021.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different stories out there that are driving where we are right now. But I talk to a lot of people, and I think, you know, many funds are in the position of having at least some dry powder, at least selectively writing checks. They're by no means not investing. They might just be more deliberate and a little slower paced. Not to just tie it back to our event, but I think that will make this an interesting time to have this, because you're seeing a lot of predictions of recession coming ahead. Definitely the capital markets have slowed down some. It's kind of working its way from later stage, you know, public markets, later stage private capital, Series B, Series A, and into seed. And you're seeing kind of the front of the train stop or slow down, and it kind of hits the cars on the way back. And so it's kind of everybody's kind of trying to figure out where we are right now. Having real in-person interactions helps everybody kind of sort that out. Where am I? Should I be raising right now? Should I be trying to push faster and go raise more capital? Or should I be kind of battening down the hatches and just focusing on, you know, keeping the doors open and trying to hit some KPIs? So that's what'll be fun about this, having those conversations and making a lot of interaction happen and helping people understand the market better.
You know, economic changes and just movement through the general timeline of life also change the sexiness of your offer over time. Like prior to COVID, people were like telling me, like, I hate ed tech. And then all of a sudden they loved ed tech because everyone needed it, because sure, no one could, educating your kids at school was a lot tougher. And, you know, so and you know, like you look at also companies like, well, like Fullscale is a good example, which is a cash flow positive, non-burn rate, tech-enabled services thing, which suddenly looks pretty darn good next to a company that needs to spend $1 billion to earn $100 million. And, yeah, you know, so the thing is I think it's good for, I mean, founders, listen up, because you know I'm your voice and your advocate here on this show. So much of why we do it and all of this is for you. That's why we're pushing. Okay, we never record an episode and push it out a couple days later, because I just say no, it's too much. We're doing that right now because I think this is amazing for founders. Like I'm excited. Like I signed up right away. Dan, I was a sucker. Take my money.
You did.
You know, and like, and, but that's a key thing. And like, and I also think it's time to get moving again. You know, I actually went to two different breakfast meetings this week, like, it, you know, get back out there and talk to people. I got to say that there is something about some of us that other people like, and you'll do better in person than you might in Zoom. And, you know, and then another thing too, is it's not, you might meet someone at this event that ends up being your Series A funder 2 years from now.
Yeah.
You got to plant these seeds and build these relationships. It takes time and a lot of, and now why that dry powder exists, there is enough discipline to write checks and observe things and get to know people. And you know, the investor you didn't impress or you weren't ready for in 2021 might be ready to go for you in 2022. Now that said, if my company is selected to be one of the 50 that comes there, what do I bring with, like, it, am I giving a presentation to 50 people? Do I need to just like, what do I do? How am I prepared for this, Dan?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think when we were talking the other day, and you wrote me that check, which was awesome, for the event.
It did have a comma in it.
Yes, it did.
Just one. Maybe next year.
Yeah. But I said, you know, I would view this as a success if nobody pitched. And what I mean by that isn't that somebody doesn't tell you about what their business is or what their fund is about, but that nobody feels like they're up there entertaining people with their pitch, or they feel the urgency that they have to go get that check today to keep their business going. The idea here is to build relationships, get to know people, learn about what they're looking for, both. And that's a two-sided discussion. What is the investor looking for and what's the founder looking for? And I think in this kind of format, you have the opportunity to kind of have the rapid fire one-on-one interactions, but then you can also have kind of the social interactions and kind of really get to know people in ways that you're not going to on a Zoom call. Like, you can do so much great work on Zoom. People run business on Zoom. I'm not against that, but certain kinds of conversations happen better in person. And when you're trying to ask somebody for your first $3 or $4 million, or you've already raised $3 or $4 million, you're asking for 10, spending time with them, getting to know them as people, figuring out what really makes them click. That's why we do these things. And I'm looking forward to doing more of that here locally, and seeing more of it around the region, because I feel like we've certainly bounced back some from COVID, but we're not all the way back, and we need more of this kind of thing to help make that happen.
I wouldn't want to give my pitch at an event like this. If there was like 49 other people doing it, like, first off, no one's going to pay attention. That's too much, man. That's like, you know, like, I mean, for real, it's too much, but think of the efficient nature of that. So I talk to a lot of people about this when it comes to a pitch deck, or people want to send their like 60-page business plan. Like, no one wants to read that on the first touch. Like, make a one pager, make an intro, like make a 1 minute video that in 1 minute or less tells me why you're awesome and why your solution is better. Do something to quickly stand out, show up to an event like this, get someone's attention and want to set an appointment later. Appointment where you can have focused attention, focused time, and give them maybe a little bit of ability to look up who you are, do a little background themselves, have a couple intelligent questions along the way. And yeah, I mean, if you had to give 50 pitches, I bet I could do it. I would hate myself by the end of it.
You could easily fill that.
That's just because I'm verbose.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to. You know what's funny, Dan, is a lot of people think I'm an extrovert. I'm actually very introverted. I don't like I don't have the need for the social butterfly stuff. But if you know me, I'm not afraid to chat with you. But yeah, that would be excruciating. And I don't think it would do your pitch or your business's value add or solution or any of that. But you just be blended in. You know, that sounds miserable. Yeah.
One thing I've found is that, just as a side note, I've gone to a few things around the region in the last couple months, is like, I think I'm actually going to get real business cards again. I got rid of them. You know, I didn't have any during COVID, but then I realized, like, you go meet people in person, you want to follow up. Like, the best thing is still like that little physical reminder. So if you're coming to this event, might bring a real business card too. So
do yourself a favor and put a QR code to whatever you want to lead someone to on it, because that'll make it that much easier for someone to do it. The QR code is on my 2022 Comeback Player of the Year award list. It's really kind of, make it easy for people to get to whatever you're offering and make it easy to help you. I'm also going to throw a tip in there. So you're going to go to this event, you're going to meet a bunch of people, you're going to be excited about it, and you want their help via their funding. Make it easy for people to help you and you will get more help. Like, if you go and you talk to a fund that's in Chicago, like, they're probably not going to want you to go, but offer. When can I come visit?
Yeah.
Don't expect them to come chase you down. That's the number one reason these things fall through, is this is a sales process, people. You need to follow up. There are a bunch. Dan, is it fair to say that there are a lot of people that would like Flyover Capital to write them a check?
I believe so. Yes.
I believe so too. So with that, are you in the business of chasing people down to take your money?
No. There Correct. Are occasionally deals
yes.
very selectively that we do
right.
that. Yeah. But I will say that whether it's somebody looking for capital for us or we're looking to write a check, you know, it's first kind of that qualification, like, is there something there? And then it's, hey, do I feel like I've got a shot at this? And then absolutely, if you yep. want a deal to happen, you go do it in real life as much as you can.
Follow up. Okay. As we round out this wonderful special edition, first off, Dan Kerr, Flyover Capital, thank you for putting this together. I actually said when we first called, we had talked about doing this at Startup Hustle, like, and then it's just not really our thing. So yep. thank you for doing it. I literally said, thank you for doing that so I don't have to now or think about it. And that's awesome. Now, as a quick reminder, if you need to hire software engineers, testers, or leaders, FullScale can help. We have the people, the platform, and the processes to help you build and manage that team. Go to fullscale.io. That only takes 2 minutes to fill out. Another thing that takes 2 minutes to fill out is the application to be one of the founders or companies at the Mid by Midwest event. That is November 15th, 2022. Look, if this isn't your year and you're not going to make it, apply anyway, because I got a feeling they're going to reach back out to you next year. So get on the radar. There's links for that in the show notes. We're going to make it real easy. Remember, you don't have to have this remarkably refined world's greatest pitch and pitch deck for this event. Come meet people, get their attention, and then do work afterward. And also come have a drink with us. You know, some of the most fun that I have is just hanging out with entrepreneurs and founders and investors and just that, man. I just like being around it. You're going to get an opportunity to do that. Dan, anything you'd like to add or throw in on the way out? I feel like we covered a lot of good stuff here.
Yeah, that's great. No, appreciate the rundown of things. I will say, you know, we're not doing it alone. We've got a lot of great sponsors and supporters. Yep. Maggie Canafake with Iron Prairie has done a lot on this too, and the Kansas City venture community as a whole has supported it. So we took the first step on this one, but we're excited to turn it into a community event, and hopefully we're gonna do it again. We'd love to have folks come out this year, put in your application, and you're absolutely right. We'll keep those names for next year, even if you're not in it, and we'd like to see as many of you out there as possible. It's gonna be a great time.
Links in the show notes, people. Go do work.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by FullScale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.